Before we get into this episode, did you know that Beyond Rockets is a podcast management company that specializes in helping you launch, manage, and promote your podcast? We work with you every step along the way. To find out more information about podcast management or social media marketing, you can visit our website today, beyondrockets.com. Welcome back to the Beyond Rockets podcast. I'm your host, Clark Dunn. The Beyond Rockets podcast is a way for me to showcase and highlight some of the small business owners, entrepreneurs, and talented creatives here in the Rocket City that make Huntsville way more than just a Rocket City. If you're not yet subscribed to the podcast, you can subscribe wherever you listen. You can follow me on YouTube at Beyond Rockets, as well as Instagram at Beyond Rockets, to stay up to date with new and exciting things happening in Huntsville, as well as new episodes as they are released. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy. This episode is sponsored by Relogic Research. Relogic is an engineering, aerospace, and technology company dedicated to solving our nation's toughest defense problems while investing in the bright minds of Huntsville. Relogic is excited to be a part of the innovation and continued growth of the Huntsville community. Visit their website today to see what they are excited about at relogicresearch.com, and all of this information will be in the episode notes.
This is Chandler Wicks, founder and CEO of Relogic Research. We are very excited to partner with Beyond Rockets in further support of their already outstanding contribution to the Huntsville community.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so would you like to introduce yourself and we'll get started there?
Sure. Ken Gibson, owner of Bus Stop Coffee inside Green Bus Brewing downtown. Been doing it just about 5 or 6 months now. It's been a good time. Grow up in Huntsville. I'm more from a small town in Ellic City.
Okay. So talk a little bit about your background. What ultimately were you doing prior to Bus Stop Coffee, and what ultimately would bring you to Huntsville, I guess, whenever you decided to move to Huntsville?
Yeah. Before Bus Stop Coffee, man, was always tangentially related to restaurants, service industry. 16, I started washing dishes and on to busting tables and serving and hosting and then bartending, and stuck there for quite a while. Ran a bar in Auburn for a minute, then jumped into sales when I met my wife now. We dated for about a year and moved to Colorado.
Wow. Okay.
Because she graduated. I was still bartending, really.
And you're like, we'll get out and we'll go somewhere that we've never been before.
It just seemed like the time. Just seemed like the great time. Everything lined up. Let's just go do this thing.
So where in Colorado did you live, and how long were you in Colorado?
We moved to Denver. We were there for 2 years. The first year-ish, we were in Aurora, which is like right outside Denver. And then wanted to be a little closer to some of the other things. Work was a big one because we were commuting in about like an hour and a half, sharing a car.
Goodness.
It was fun. So then we moved to Denver, the city of Denver, and then we stayed there for another year-ish. So we were there about 2 years.
And then you decided from Denver, did you move straight to Huntsville?
Yep. We decided we wanted, like I said, we'd been dating a year.
Yeah.
And that put the relationship in kind of a pressure cooker. We moved across the country, no friends or family.
And did you have friends and family in Huntsville already? Or was Huntsville just kind of the closer location to where friends and family were?
Yes. She grew up in Huntsville.
Okay.
Perfect. I've never been here, but she grew up here.
So what was your expectation or knowledge of Huntsville prior to moving here?
Growing city, not much going on, but a lot coming. A lot of government interest.
And
tech.
What year was this?
2018. Sounds right.
So, I mean, in 2018, I mean, the local business scene looked a lot different.
Yeah.
Downtown looked a lot different. What we see now was in the works, but nothing was really happening yet. I think DHI was formed in 2017. Honest Coffee started around 2017, 2018 with a pop-up in the old Mercantile building. So like this coffee scene, this downtown scene, this reason for people to come and explore what downtown is now, what Huntsville is now, wasn't really there. So your expectation was growing city, but still not where, nowhere near Denver, nowhere near this local presence.
Well, yeah, when we were in Denver, it felt like if we'd gotten there 5 or 10 years sooner, there was a chance to like grow and make something.
Yeah.
Huntsville seemed like she had family here. We wanted to start a family. It's growing. It's ready to be that place. So let's go while we can. And so far, that's been true. I mean, even from when I moved here back then, it's incredibly different. It's a different town.
Yeah. So, I mean, what was those first couple of years living in Huntsville? Did you enjoy it? Did it seem familiar to you and easy to navigate? Or do you still seem like you were missing? There was things that you were hoping that they had that we had that we didn't yet have.
No, I was really surprised at how. So my wife grew up here. Mm-hmm. She knew a certain part of Huntsville pre-2018 even, you know, because then she went to Auburn and lived in Auburn for several years. So I had this idea in my head of Huntsville that she'd given me from, I mean, 2012, 13. And so I come here and she sees a food truck and she freaks out. She's like, oh my gosh, there's a food truck downtown. And I'm like, yeah, there's Yeah. Food trucks, that's a thing. Yeah, she's like, you don't understand.
Yeah, this is not normal for us.
But so my first couple years here were great. I mean, it seemed like somebody scooped up a sizable portion of Colorado and set it in Alabama and let Alabama do its thing. I felt very comfortable. And yeah, it was what I expected. I think the more interesting thing about when I first got here was I landed at Green Bus, which is kind of how that started, looking for a brewery because that was my passion
and,
at the time.
In Colorado, there's plenty of breweries. Every other corner is a brewery.
Yeah, literally. It was kind of ridiculous. Forget Starbucks, it's breweries. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
Did it have the feel of the breweries that you enjoyed in Colorado, or did it have sort of a, because I mean, Colorado has a wide assortment of breweries. Do you have the breweries that are like this Green Bus size where it's just like your neighborhood bar, that's a brewery, or you have the bigger scale breweries that you'd maybe consider to be similar to like a Straight Tail or Yellowhammer here?
Sure. I mean, it was very similar, just less. You know what I mean? Yeah. Huntsville was kind of a shock. That was kind of a shock being in a smaller town for Alabama. And then still seeing that many breweries, like at the time, I think there were 10 to 12 when I moved here. And sure, they were all different types, and Denver had all different types, just more of them.
Yeah.
So it was very similar. It was easy to just slot right into kind of a thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, in 2018, when you moved here, what were you doing for work at that time? Were you working in breweries? Were you doing other restaurant things like you were doing, or sales? What were you doing for a career at that point prior to, I guess, leading up to what Bus Stop Coffee would be back in September?
Yeah. Hopping around is the short answer, but didn't really have a plan for when we came here. We just knew we wanted to come back, start a family here, and just get settled and see.
Yeah.
I looked for breweries. Found Green Bus that seemed like my kind of spot. And so I worked with him for a time and I got my real estate license there while I worked there. I did real estate for a time and then COVID happened and I didn't want to do that with COVID going around. So I started back into sales. I mean, all kinds of different things, just paying bills, trying to wait and see what that world was going to end up looking like. You know what I mean? But always in the back of my mind, I knew I wanted to spin something up, you know, whether it was a small restaurant or coffee shop. Coffee was the passion. Once we had a kid, my boy Scotty, I wanted to be home in the evenings. So any kind of evening type restaurant stuff was out of the question for me.
Sure.
Which meant breakfast and coffee, which has been fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, this entrepreneurial spirit that you said that you always knew you wanted to do something, can you think of a moment that occurred, that happened in your life? Or is that something that's always kind of been present growing up in college, whatever that might be?
I mean, the more serious answer is my parents. I mean, they work in factories until my dad couldn't, and my mom still does. And I just saw that and like, all due respect and do what you've got to do to make your way and do all the things. But if I could create something where that wasn't the only option for everybody that worked with me, for me, then I wanted to try.
Yeah. And coffee kind of seemed like the fit.
Just all the things. Coffee was always a background hobby amongst all those things.
Yeah, and Denver had a ton of coffee shops. I mean,
it was amazing.
Coffee, and when my wife and I travel anywhere, it is coffee shops, breweries, distilleries, and wineries.
Oh, yeah.
And then from there, you can find all the nice restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
The people you have the conversations with, just the bartenders. Hey, where are you going tonight?
Where
do you go? Yeah. Oh, we're going to this restaurant. Oh, you should really try this restaurant. This restaurant would be really great.
Yep.
I mean, we literally had that experience a couple of weeks ago in Chattanooga where we were going to the Unknown Caller, having drinks. It was a fantastic bar right near our place we were staying. And they were like, oh, y'all are all dressed up. Like, where are y'all going? Like, oh, we're going to Aaliyah tonight. And they're like, oh, you should try this restaurant tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So I was like, sweet. I'll make notes of all this. And so when did this concept for Bus Stop Coffee occur? And then how did the conversations, obviously you had the relationship with Green Bus prior, but how did this opportunity come to say, hey, let's make this coffee shop and let's put this within Green Bus?
Well, yeah, coffee, we landed on coffee because it was something I was always passionate about anyway at home. I'd go to all the coffee shops, like you said, I'd ask the questions, I'd do the research, and I just want to know. Yeah. It was interesting in the same way that breweries were to me. I just hadn't worked in that space, sort of tangentially related. So the idea for breakfast, well, coffee specifically, but morning time, I guess, is the more important thing there is, like I said, when we had our son, it was going to be mornings only. So, okay, lean into the coffee side. And Green Bus came around because, well, it made sense. I was looking for a place that was closed during the day in a great location that I could fit into. And I knew it was going to be a one or two man show. And my wife came up with the recipes for most of the food. I had a great partnership with Canadian Bacon. They taught me a lot of things working for them as well. Can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah.
And Carrie as well. He's kind of been more of a business mentor for me. I mean, he's been working for himself as long as I've known him, several different things. And I told him he's in a great location. Yeah. He's like downtown around the corner.
It's perfect.
It's quiet space. and I bet I can fit this in here. And if I can, we should give it a shot. Because I remembered back in 2018 when I started working with him, he always complained that he couldn't figure out what to do during the day. Yeah, it was like, closed all day.
And people would see brewing and they would just like think it also did coffee
all the time.
And so they'd try to open the door. The door would be unlocked because that's what it would carry. It would just leave it unlocked. And so they'd come in and realize y'all are closed and it would just be an issue. Obviously, the Bus Stop Coffee is a perfect fit. I think Carrie and Jenna mentioned Bus Stop Coffee or mentioned a coffee shop on the podcast when we had them on. I think we talked for 45 minutes in the last two. They're like, oh, by the way, this is happening. I'm like, we could have had this conversation so much longer ago in this journey, but you wait till this last minute. But nonetheless, from the, like having the space and Carrie saying, hey, this is going to be a good, like, let's do this. Let's make this happen. From that moment to when you were actually able to open, how long was that process?
Not as long as I thought. Once I got the go ahead from him to see what the numbers looked like, that's kind of how that started. Was he was like, okay, if you bring me the numbers and show me where everything goes and how this is going to work, then we can see how that's going to work. I can't tell you a time frame. 6 to 8 months later, pricing out all the equipment, how's it going to fit together? What's the name? What's the identity?
Yeah,
what's,
so
what's
around
the mission?
This time last year, I guess you were having those conversations.
Yeah,
then
pretty
much. 6, 7 months later, August, September, you were opening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, pretty much majority of your, I mean, the first half of 2023, you were just working on this.
Pretty much. And, I mean, I was working at Canadian Bacon. Like, as I said, they were teaching me. I learned so much there. But in doing that, as soon as I got out of there, it's back to figuring out how everything was going to work.
Wow. Okay. And so what did the initial, the launch of it, Bus Stop Coffee, you start creating your social media presence? Well, I mean, Green Bus has a loyal local following.
Right.
Like, there's the people that are always there all the time at the same time every day. And right. So they start seeing this hustle and bustle, this coffee machine, this espresso machine, the display cases. What did those conversations look like on your end when you're, you know, setting it up and you're testing out and you're trying to dial in your espresso machines and you, but you haven't yet opened? What were those conversations like and what was that experience like?
Just super varied all over the place. Yeah. What are you selling? Why? What are your hours? What's the name? Like, all the questions you would ask.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you doing? what are you thinking?
Yeah. And kind of a thing. I mean, more than likely you knew some of those regulars because you'd worked there and you'd been around. So like, they're like, Ken was like, what's going on? What are you doing? Like, I'm just like, we're just getting started. Like, you don't want to announce things too early because you don't want to like put people expecting it at a certain time and you have to delay it because things happen.
Yeah.
But you open the doors, Bus Stop Coffee opens, Green Bus doors are open at 7 a.m. What was the initial response? What was that initial first month? The business, was it slow? Did it take time to catch on, or were people really excited about this new concept?
I think it's been steady growth from the jump. I mean, January was a little slower than any time else, but that's kind of the nature. It's been just steady, slow because, I mean, it was part of the idea was it's a small concept. It's inside an already existing business. It's me. I have one full-time employee and several part-time that help out when they can or want to. And in being small, we've been able to kind of be a little picky about how we grow, what we prioritize, what we want to do. And because of that, it's been steady growth. I'm pretty happy with it. The conversations have been fun, though, because it's always forward looking. What are we doing next?
Yeah,
what are we doing next?
Sure.
What are you adding? And it's like, well, let me figure this out first, kind of a thing.
And it's like, and for those that maybe haven't, that are listening or watching that haven't been yet to Bus Stop, how did you go about designing the menu and designing the offerings that people could come in and enjoy?
Yeah, well, that was a funny part to learn too, because you're like, okay, I want to open a coffee shop. Well, what else are you going to have? Like, well, what do you mean? I'm going to have coffee. I'm you know, do you have tea? Oh, sure. Yeah, I guess I have tea. Yeah, let me go look at what tea is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even crazier and older and varied and more.
Yeah.
But the bigger part was coming up with the menu was, as far as coffee goes, I wanted you to be able to come in and if it's something, a type of coffee you can ask for, I wanted to try and have it or a version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to innovate and make sure that things are up to date and new and we're keeping up with the times. But at the same time, I want to respect kind of the traditions of where we came from, where the coffee came from, where the styles came from, why things are what they are, why we call them what we call them.
Yeah.
And stick closer to home to those things as part of one, respect, but also education for myself and the public at large.
Yeah, and I would say your Cuban is a good example of that.
Yeah, our version is kind of as close as you can get to a traditional Cuban cafecito as you can without using the mocha pot. I have a mocha pot, but if you've been to the space, it's small, and I don't want just a burner that for me to bump into, because I will. So instead, I do it slightly differently, as close to home as I can to respect the tradition.
And the food menu, I mean, as far as like pastries are concerned, as far as grab and go lunch stuff, like talk a little bit about what that looks like too, because I think that is one of the things that I love about it. Depending on like the work, I think as more and more coffee shops open, I think it's just, it's educating the public on coffee. It's educating them on what And there's going to be places that people always frequent. They always go. They always enjoy. There's going to be places that people go based on the occasion.
Oh, sure.
And I think depending on the work that I'm doing and what needs to be done, there's a time where it's like, I don't want to do it at the office. I want to go to a place that's quiet, and I want to go to a place that has food because I'm going to be hungry.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, good coffee, good food, quiet. Well, let's go to Bus Stop Coffee and let's enjoy it. And I think that's sort of like the realm. But I think the food offering is it's something that you have to have.
Yeah.
To get people to stay in the doors, potentially have two cups of coffee. So talk a little bit about what your food menu is, because I think it is. I mean,
small.
Yeah. I think the small is a good thing. Like you said, you're growing at a rate that you're able to withstand.
Right.
You don't want to overcommit yourself too far in one thing. And then that becomes, it's great if it's the best seller. It's great if you're selling a ton of it. But if it's killing you to do, you don't want to have to do it.
That's the big part of it too. As I said, it's me and one other full-time employee. And for a minute there in the beginning, that was, we were trying to do too much. The focus was, we figured out the coffee pretty much. We figured out some of the tea to the level that we're happy with. Where are we going with food? Canadian bacon's been great with the bagels. I mean, they're the best. God, they're the best bagels. But so then we had to start making cream cheese, which is not particularly that laborious, but it's got to be done. Doesn't last forever. So you do that. And then the chicken salad was a happy marriage between us and Green Bus. It was just with something that's quick, awesome. You can keep fresh. You can do a bunch of different types.
Yeah.
That was a total win, total hit. Chicken salad's amazing. But then the conversation was, okay, what next? What can we add? What can we add? What can we add? And so far, nothing full-time on the menu. We tend to have, we have a baker who comes in. She's great. Megan, thank you. I told her, kind of the pitch to her was, look, I don't know how many hours you want in a week, but just come in whenever you want to come in, make whatever you want to make, but make sure it's something you want to make. Like, make it what you want to make, because then that's easier for me to sell that story too. Like, when you're happy to do something, other people see that and notice it.
Yeah, for sure.
Respond to it.
Yeah,
so.
And yeah, I think, I mean, y'all have done, I think I've had the chocolate chip muffins that were amazing.
Sure.
I mean, like I said, the chicken salad is hard to beat. Either on just like on with crackers or on the brioche bun, I think is what y'all do it on. The buffalo chicken salad is amazing. It pairs great with a cup of coffee. I mean, and it's like you also source some of your coffee locally too. I mean, I think the coffee you do is through Coffee Klatch, isn't it?
That's right. 90% of it at the moment is Coffee Klatch, which is right down the street, which has been, again, amazing. That was, and that kind of gets me to another point of the localness of it. I've got Canadian Bacon Bagels, Coffee Klatch Coffee, Remedy Tea and Herbs teas, and the Piper and Leaf teas. I mean, the list goes on and on. Sorry if I'm forgetting something. But that was kind of the point, was you can come to Bus Stop Coffee and you can get a taste of kind of all these places that are great around Huntsville, who've been so helpful and so nice. I wanted to kind of have their stuff around too. Yeah.
And that's ongoing. I think that helps a ton, because the amount of people that come to Huntsville that seek out a brewery or a coffee shop is, I would say majority of everybody. And so when they come into Green Bus, if it's after hours and they see the coffee stuff and they start asking questions and they're like, I want to come back here tomorrow and have a cup of coffee. And then they're able to see all these different things that you're ultimately, you're telling them about it. You're not just gatekeeping, like, oh, these are my bagels. No, these are Canadian bacons. And like, this is not my tea.
Yeah,
this
got Piper and Leaf.
Yeah, it's like, it's evident that it is a local coffee shop supporting local businesses.
Yeah, that was always the goal.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you obviously haven't been open crazy amount of time. It's steady growth over the last 6-7 months.
Yeah.
What does the rest of 2024 look like for Bus Stop Coffee? Is there certain goals you have? Is there certain things you're hoping to see?
I'm kind of happy with what's been successful so far. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to keep ironing that out. I think live music's been fun. I'm looking forward to when it gets a little warmer and doing a little bit more, focusing a little bit more on that is what I'll say for now. Focusing more on live music, adding a couple more food options and varieties, maybe regular-ish specials kind of a thing. But really the goal is to keep the same comfortableness that people have told me they feel when they come in. Because that was always my favorite thing about Green Bus. Was you come in, it just feels comfortable. It doesn't feel crazy or wild or loud. Even if it does get that way, it still feels comfortable.
Yeah.
And I want the coffee shop aspect of that to stay the same. Yeah. And that's what I'm hearing. So I'm going to keep aiming for that and avoiding things that make me feel that's not happening.
So, I mean, looking at your entrepreneurial journey with Bus Stop Coffee, with other things that you've been doing, how much of your success thus far would you contribute to being in the right place at the right time? And how much would you contribute to your hard work?
Oof. Well, what's that? I mean, that saying, luck is hard work meets opportunity, right? Yeah, I was very lucky to fall into the right places with the right people, is what I'll say. But the hard work side was, I've worked in so many restaurants and service industry and supply side. And I mean, I've seen all the people that do these jobs, and I've seen the passion, and I've seen the not so passionate.
Yeah.
And so I tend to gravitate to those places. I mean, Green Bus, I met with Carrie back in, like I said, in 2018-ish, and that just felt like the right place. So I landed there and happened to be. Went to Canadian Bacon because that was my favorite coffee shop in town. I wanted to learn from, I wanted to get a no from my favorite coffee shop first, but they were happy to bring me in, thankfully.
Yeah.
And surrounded by great people there. I got lucky with that. And I took their recommendations on other people to work with. I mean, I went to Coffee Klatch, and again, she just took me aside for an hour and just pointed at every single little bean and told me every little story. I mean, part of it was the due diligence on my part to kind of know who I'm talking to.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And know what they're about and get a good read on that.
Yeah.
And then luckily Huntsville just had those people around.
Yeah. We've mentioned it, I think, on the last three or four episodes, but like Huntsville is a community that is willing to support you and help you. You just have to be willing to ask.
Yep.
And it's tough sometimes. You don't often necessarily want to ask because you feel like I can figure it out myself. But at the end of the day, there's people that are 12 steps ahead of you that are more than happy to tell you the things, not necessarily that you need to do, but things not to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's almost more important than telling you what to do, is telling you what are the things that you wish you would have avoided, you wish you would have not even attempted, or you're like, hey, when I first started, I really wanted to do this. That was a terrible idea. You should probably wait until you're this far in the business to do anything like that. And I think that's the important conversations that need to be had. It's not necessarily telling you what to do, it's what not to do.
Oh, yeah. That's a massive part of it. And plenty of those people I've already mentioned were quick to do that, thankfully. I mean, it's kind of a what's rising tides float all ships or something, float all boats. That's the vibe here in this space so far that I've found. Because everyone I've worked with, like you said, as soon as I have questions, oh, they're so happy to give answers. It's been amazing.
Yeah. So if anyone's listening and they want to visit Bus Stop Coffee, obviously we mentioned where it's at, but they want to connect with you on social media, where can they find you? Where can they grab a cup of coffee, some great bagels? Where can they do all of that?
Yeah. I mean, well, the address is 206 Eustis. It's inside Green Bus Brewing. As far as online, we don't do a ton online right now. Instagram mainly.
Okay.
That's at Bus Stop Coffee HSV. It's silly. So heads up, but that's kind of also part of it was we don't do a ton online because that's not our jam. I'm trying to create the space and I kind of want to get you a little understanding of what you might be walking into with the social media.
For sure.
And at least the personality.
What are y'all's hours of operation?
7 to 5 every day.
Okay.
Taps are open as well.
Perfect. Yeah. And I think that's one thing that's been cool to see is like if you're in an industry that you get off early in the mornings or like you work night shift and you're getting off, but you really want to have a drink, well, you can get coffee and you can get a beer at Green Bus.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's there for you. But I appreciate you taking the last little bit, talk a little bit about your story, your journey. I'm excited for the growth of Bus Stop Coffee. We'll definitely have you on in a couple of years talking a little bit about what the first 2 years of the business look like. But I look forward to continue the success you'll have. And if anyone's listening, I would definitely suggest checking out Bus Stop Coffee for your breakfast, an afternoon meeting, whatever it might be. But definitely check that out. And we'll have all their information in the episode notes. But thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond Rockets. Don't forget you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and on YouTube at Beyond Rockets. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Beyond Rockets to stay up to date with new episodes as they are released. Thank you so much for listening and I hope you enjoyed.